702. Weekend Breakfast with Gugs Mhlungu. Standing in for Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702.
Live.
Online.
Smartphones.
DSTV.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
702. Let's walk the talk.
It's 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast right here on 702. Time for us to get into our food feature. And as mentioned, yesterday was National Cocktail Day. And this morning we thought we'd invite a mixologist to speak to us about their work and, you know, what is involved in being a mixologist. And so we're joined on the line by restaurant manager and mixologist at the Clicquot Boutique Hotel, Sandile Mavuso. Sandile, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you, Gugu?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good.
So, how does one become a mixologist? Did you know, you know, at school when they always ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Was your answer, I want to go into hospitality, I want to be a mixologist? Or did you consider other things before this particular career path?
Well, to be said, it was a completely different ballgame in high school. But, you know, as we grow up and the life experiences that we get exposed to, this ended up in hospitality in the bar industry. And, you know, one thing led to another.
Mm. And so when did you realize that you wanted to get into this particular industry?
To be direct, it was 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got exposed to experimenting the bar with spirits, you know, juices, mixing, you know, always getting guests that want a different flavor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I was just exposed to different competitions as well, where I saw there's actually a career path in this. And yeah, I just took everything one step at a time. And I learned practically, so I actually didn't actually go to any mixology school. So everything was actually learned by trial and error.
Yeah. And what was it about, you know, being a mixologist, being in the hospitality industry that interested you? What made you think, actually, do you know what? I think this is what I want to do.
Because I think I'm one of those people that actually like being in control of what I do. So whatever I'm doing and whatever what I'm doing in that space and entertaining guests, it's all under my control, you know. It's my bar, it's my space, and whatever drink I make, that's practically, I could put it like it's my soul going to a drink. It's what I think could entertain a person and they would like, because, you know, talking to a person, you try to find out what their taste profile is and you try to create something and accommodate them.
Mm. What's been very interesting to see over the years is, you know, before we used to think of sort of cocktails as being only sort of vodka or gin, or but now we're seeing things like whiskey cocktails, there are beer cocktails there. And that's been quite interesting that, you know, what we thought was a cocktail, there are now so many kind of options. And how do you stay on top of all of those changes, all of those trends? Because it always seems like there is always something new. And so how do you stay on top of your game in that ever-changing space?
It's just following the trend, you know. You need to always keep on top of your game, do research, find out what's happening globally, and, you know, try accustomed to that. So, because at the end of the day, we always in hospitality and we do get international guests. We need to be able to cater for every single person out there. So it's just research and staying on top of your feet.
And what would you say is the current trend at the moment, I guess locally, but also if you're seeing international guests, what are the trends internationally or globally?
You know, still now I think we're still phasing out the gin phase, but most of all, you know, we've got cocktails that are crossbred now. Like, probably if I say crossbred, like you're mixing a spirit with wine, so they still... We're moving out the phase of gin, but we're moving more with the crossbreeding cocktails, where we're introducing wine and a spirit into a cocktail, where it's also been going beautifully, you know, also going that full extent of actually pairing a cocktail with a food meal.
And do you find that South Africans are quite keen, or the people that you serve are quite experimental, or do people kind of like what they like? I know I'm not very experimental with cocktails. I generally will always have a Cosmo. I'm that person. But are other people a bit more adventurous? Are people willing to try stuff? And, you know, do they, like you were saying, you know, you sometimes want to get to know a person so you can figure out what to make for them.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you need to go back to the basic rules of hospitality, you know. You need to create a need for the guest, you know. You need to talk through that guest. You need to find out what they usually drink. So at the end of the day, you can't tell someone what to drink. You need to find out what that person usually drinks so you can actually create a need and say, you know what, I've got something like this and this and this and this. I know if you try it out while you're having your meal, which will actually complement your experience. You know, you need to create that experience for the kid.
And over the last couple of years, we've seen, obviously, the hospitality industry, much like other industries, being quite impacted by, you know, restrictions. At some point, we couldn't sell alcohol because of the various levels that we were on. What has it been like for you as someone working in the industry over the last 2 years?
It hasn't been easy. I don't know, like, since... I'm at Kiko Boutique Hotel at the moment, so we've been picking up the pieces, and you know it's working well so far. So at the end of the day, you need to be resourceful. You know, you need to be able to cut costs in the drinks that you're making, but still don't compromise the flavor and the quality of the drink itself. So you just need to work hand in hand with the chef in the kitchen, you know. And with Kiko, we have a beautiful team where we're pushing proper food that's good presentation, good taste, and with the drinks that we make, it works hand in hand with the wine pairing as well. You know we've got staff that's well educated, and it's a whole experience. And you know, people actually, when they leave the hotel, they're in another level.
And you've worked at, you know, different hotels, at different places, the Southern Sun Elangeni Maharani, which is in Durban, the Intercontinental at OR. And for you, being where you are now, what do you enjoy most about the space that you're currently working in? Having worked at, you know, kind of these other hotels in different parts of the country, what do you enjoy most about where you are currently?
I would say it's interacting with different guests, because I don't know, like, with the character I have now, it's mainly based on the people I've met in the industry, you know, international guests to your local individual to celebrities. You know, when you get advice, information from certain people, it changes you in a way, because, you know, you strive to become something more, because some people actually... push you to become a better version of yourself, where they see potential in you. You understand? So it's that interaction, those conversations that are unexpected, and you end up having a meaningful conversation with the kids that you never actually expected to having.
And you've also participated in some competitions. And tell us about, you know, the experience of being in those competitions. What is the standard of, you know, other mixologists around the world? How do we fare as South Africa in those competitions?
Well, South Africa is actually on par, but, you know, we just still need that push. How can I say this? We still need to fix up a few things, but we are on par with the rest of the world. And these competitions, you know, is very strict. They expect a lot from us, but you know, at the end of the day, we can deliver. And it's a very challenging field and a space to be in as an individual. So it tests you as a resourceful, cost-effective, and efficient person around the bar. So you need to know your story.
And for you, what's been the highest honor or the best place ranking that you've achieved in some of these competitions?
It was in Durban 2017. I actually made it third place in the regional finals of Durban. So I was really chuffed about that. Recently, World Class is in order right now and stuff like that. So the competition is still in phase.
And how many countries participate in World Class?
It's quite a few, but right now, you know, we're still in regional, so it's a tilt chain of regional finals right now. So after that, I will know the exact number. Right now, I can't tell you the exact figure because I'm unaware of what's happening in other countries.
Mm. So if someone were to, visit the Clicquot Boutique Hotel and they want to try something on the menu, what would you recommend? What is your signature cocktail that is a must try?
Okay, well, the signature cocktail, it's a Red Room. Well, it's a whiskey and red wine infused cocktail. It's not a very intense cocktail. It's very mild, you know. Something that actually was created to actually complement our actually highest selling dish, which is the lamb three ways. So it's basically your lamb done in three ways. But the cocktail itself actually just binds the whole flavors and taste of the meal and makes you enjoy the meat better, because also with the lamb on the dish, it's actually a slow cooked lamb, so it's very soft and tender. Mm-hmm. So people can actually book on time plan or actually phone in the hotel and actually book for that experience.
Okay, and so you said it's called the Red Room, and it is a whiskey red wine cocktail.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had a wine cocktail, so that sounds very interesting. That sounds very, very interesting. Yeah, so Sandile, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great chatting to you. Thank you very much.